NBC Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
You.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we got Twerk over here with us today.
Let's Swizzy. I'm back.
Swizzy.
I'm back.
We got Big Lowe's helping us on the production side. This is crazy.
Okay.
You see how it goes, right? You see how quickly you could go from like the host to producer to producer to a mogul. Like me. You get what I'm trying to say? You could be outside. Now, anyway, what's going on with y'all? What's been going up?
I've been being blessed. You know, God is definitely blessing. You know, take me through my transitional time. I'm actually seeing the light of day.
Really?
You know, yeah, things are starting to happen. I'm starting to see certain things happening. You know, I'm not putting it out there yet, but I've been building for the last 9 months. And, you know, I'm starting to see, you know, benefits and blessings come this way. So, you know, not yet. I'm going to put it out there, but very soon. Y'all gonna finally know what I've been doing.
And I done turned around and see Twerk then got a whole damn podcast network.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Shout out to the Polymath Network, man. We just had the Undeniable Truth on the last episode, part of the Polymath Network.
Dope.
Right. So it's going crazy out
Smartening
here.
Smartening up.
He still didn't win Mr. Westchester, though.
That shit is.
Finding out next month, July 3rd.
It's been forever. Come on, man. It's messed up.
I better have one, two else. I'm about to do the insurrection at the cap at the building over there.
Right.
You know how white people do when they don't win.
No. They raid the whole place. Raid the whole place.
You get what I'm saying? Burn them down, start killing people. You gotta watch out for Twerk. And I just feel like they owe us advertising money. Because he's been talking about this for quite some time.
Yeah, but you can't do things too early. Like, you did it too early. That's like telling anybody the baby is yours to find out it's not.
You got me in trouble.
You know, I'm just saying. Certain things you just don't do. How you tell us three months ago about this fucking thing that's happening?
I think it was more than 3 months.
You know what I'm saying? We all like, congratulations, go vote. Motherfucker's dead. No. You know how many people died since
every week I keep asking, like, the nigga's coming with February, a trophy or a fucking medal or some shit.
Nothing.
Like, when do you win?
He probably lost and still don't want to tell him.
He the baby
might
again.
Be July, probably.
The baby might be mine.
I hope you guys voted for me too, motherfucker.
The baby 18 years old. He talking about hell no. <Yo! laughs>
Wax said this nigga lost and they want to say nothing.
No.
That's like you getting fired at your job and don't tell your wife.
Right?
You still going to work.
Gotta leave the house in 8 hours.
I didn't get the car wash.
Leave Twerk alone. I know one thing we need to do is get some advice.
Yes.
Now, y'all can always slide in our DMs. Leave us a DM detail, right? And then we also want some voice notes. Mm-hmm. I like the voice notes.
I love them.
Because that kind of replaced the voicemails. And we like that. And I want to start bringing people back into
Who's
on drugs.
Love that.
Okay. So if y'all want to come, if y'all in the area and you're not a fucking psychopath, maybe we'll invite y'all to come on up with us and tell us your problems. You got to be willing to be open on camera, though. Like, don't say anonymous. Unless you want to be like the boot girls in Atlanta and wear the fucking face mask. Cause they're
we appreciate y'all.
You know what?
Ladies.
Real quickly, I want to move Black Excellence up a little bit. And we're going to leave it at the end as well. Remix. But shout out to the boot girls in Atlanta. Yeah,
we appreciate y'all. Come out here, man.
Doing God's work. So
I wish I could find a way to do something with student loans.
Some of them don't know. Some people don't know who the boot girls are.
Okay.
Boot Shiesty. And what's the other one call herself?
Boot Lover.
There it is,
what?
Right?
You
boot lover.
I don't know, but
no,
I'm calling her boot lover.
This nigga, man. It's I gotta get the other one name. Hold on, we know. We get it 1 second now. I know it's boot shiesty.
Boot shiesty and boot lover. Change your name to boot lover.
No, it's
because we appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even doing it for me. I just like seeing
booty low. No, I just said that because
we all love Batman. We love Robin. They
okay,
never
so
saved
I'm gonna tell y'all what they do when while Big Low looks up the name for us. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm Shayram. So basically in Atlanta, they be putting the boots in the car.
Yes.
And then they'll pull up. It don't take long, maybe like 5-10 minutes for them to pull up on you. And they'll take the boot off, but you got to pay them $75 and you get a ticket. So it's the equivalent of getting towed in New York. It's actually cheaper because in New York, you're paying at least $300 and a $200
a day.
And FYI, I got towed the other day and it was the wackest shit because it was on Mother's Day. So damn. I ran, as we came out the restaurant, no car. So we get to the toes, I'm like, nigga, so you just ruining bitches' days on Mother's
Come
Day
on,
and shit?
Man.
How you gonna do that, you bitch ass nigga?
Because his mama don't like him.
We got boot shiesty and boot baby.
Boot baby.
Same thing.
Boot baby and boot shiesty. So they going around Atlanta, and if you got a boot on your car, they doing it for the low price of $50. Woo! So it's a $25 discount. Big shout out to them.
We appreciate
that. What does it need to be $75 for? 50's fair.
Give them and be proud to give it to them and give them a tip actually why they do it, because having a boot on your car ain't shit you could do.
Yeah. And they come faster than the boot people.
Not faster than me.
All right, man, we gonna get some advice out. Like I said, the good advice, the hood advice. All and right. If y'all need some advice, hit us up in our DM.
At Bullying the Beast Podcast. Holla at us. You.
And like I said, leave us a voice note. Write us a detailed letter. Whatever you got to do to get your point across. And
if not, we're going to put our dick in your ear.
No, actually.
Who's R?
We.
I don't have a dick. Okay, it's up you. You're a dick. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? What the fuck?
So basically...
This nigga, man.
This lady sent the email.
Why don't you read it?
Go ahead, twerks.
All right.
Got time for the
so
bullshit.
This lady sent the email months ago. And I mean, years ago. And I guess whoever was producing back then didn't get to it.
Yeah. So, we never had another producer.
And so I sent an emoji like saying, I'm ready to listen now to your advice. And then she says, y'all, that was 4 years ago. That man been cut off. However, I do have a now recent ex who I'm having trouble letting go. We're on good terms. I love his family. I still like spending time with him. Okay. I just don't want to be with him, at least right now.
Okay.
I couldn't trust him to lead everything. Always fell on my back. Okay. And I felt like I was always carrying him along.
Okay. Mm.
I feel guilty because I keep him around and I feel like it will ultimately break his heart when I move on.
Okay. Ah.
What are some steps I can take to let go? Not to put him out there, but I co-signed a car for him.
Ah.
Mm. He didn't keep the insurance on the car, wrecked it.
Ah.
And ultimately, I had to file bankruptcy because I was left liable.
Oh,
he's a good man at heart. He's a good man at heart.
Nah,
but he left me in financial ruins. I have to completely reset. Also, he can't keep a job.
Nah, this nigga's a problem. This nigga's a bum.
I mean,
nah, not even a come up. He's just a bum. He a bum to himself too.
But it's her. Take accountability for the car that you bought. You know what I'm saying? Did you read?
She's trying to help this fucking loser.
That's your problem. Stop trying to help everybody and make sure you help yourself. Go when you go buy a car, look at the Carfax. Don't you be like, oh, that car look good, and take it off the fucking lot. Go look at the Carfax. Find out who this dude is. Ain't been not wanting to keep a job. He been like that.
You know what I'm saying? But he might have been trying to get it together. Motherfuckers change, you know what I mean? And maybe he started to get it together. She believed in him. And then his bum ass went back to his bum ass ways because he's a bum.
I mean, that's all men until you have a good woman anyway. Like, I'm a bum right now because I don't have a woman.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Y'all need women to kind of... Put
me in the right thing. Mm-hmm. I know I need a woman. All of the men out here talking about, I can do it by myself. Remember? Y'all niggas dumb as hell. God made a helpmate for us for a reason. And they are amazing. I need somebody to help me wash my clothes. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm talking shit. But.
Yeah, your hoodie look a little dingy today.
That ain't no dingy.
Like you're shrunk in the dryer or something.
No, that's all.
Now you know when it smells mildewy. That's a nigga. Niggas do that. You done left that shit in the washing machine for 3 days.
And it dryer.
They tried to put it in the dryer on the 4th. Niggas smell like old mothball.
I told y'all I need somebody to help me wash my clothes. I'm not playing with that. I play around all the time. Like, no, I need a wife. I need somebody serious. You know what I'm saying? But
you're not serious.
Oh, I am serious when somebody is serious. If somebody is serious, I'm serious. When I was serious, I was serious. When I'm not serious, I'm like the biggest player and I'm the biggest serious guy.
Nah, that's why I keep it real. Some days it's on and off with wax. Because I will say, like a few months ago, me and you were talking and I was like, poor any girl that comes near this motherfucker.
Why?
Like, because you were just sounding so negative and
it was bad.
No, it was bad.
I never liked the girls who have more sex with more than one man.
Not what it was. You were saying crazy shit. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I called you out on it and I was like, what's going on with you?
No, because you thought I was saying something. I did that show and I told you, no, that's not what I was saying.
Nah, you're different now. Like, you're more positive.
No, I love women. I just don't like when women are being whores. Don't have more than one sex, more than one penis a year.
You're the biggest whore that I think I've ever met. But if you in
call
my
me,
life.
But if you had called me a whore when I was a whore,
told 100 bitches you love them.
700 girls, I love them. But did I love them? You see what I'm saying?
Even worse,
yeah, you were
stupid.
Just saying that so you could smash.
No, but that's what guys do. I used to watch Coming to America, and at the end of the day, is like,
what does that have to do with anything?
At the end of the day, it's like this. If I say I like you, if I tell my boys, yo, I love this girl, like, man, wax all in love, they're going to laugh. Like, ah.
But
if
I'm like, y'all nah, do that to each other.
It's supposed to be what it is. But if I'm like, nah, I like her a lot, then a nigga will look at you like, oh, if you like her, that means something in our hood. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga say, I love her, like.
So if you be like, I'm in love, niggas don't mean, that
ain't
means
paying
nothing.
Attention to that nigga. She got good pussy, nigga. She got you for a couple weeks. She got you. But if you say, I like her, that means, damn, yo, he like her? That's a whole different things in my hood.
Good pussy would keep you in love for how long?
Ah, a couple of weeks. Until you, like, you know, see certain things about her that you don't like. Because the more nut with her, the more you actually visualize, see her. You know them pictures that you got to keep on going like this, and then they, as you go like this, it show more.
You see
the
shit that pops out? Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, it's a french fry.
So now this, back here, it's like the more you fuck right here, the more you release, is the more you see her toe that you don't like, the more you see that bump on her leg that you don't like. That chin hair that you never seen before.
Unlike the hairs that don't connect on the face.
You see what I'm saying? You see all this shit after you're done. You're like, what the fuck am I doing with wax ass? He huffing and puffing and shit.
But wax, why do you keep those patches on there if they don't connect?
You know what? I have no idea.
And it's just like not nappy.
I know that shit itches.
No, it don't itch. It just, I don't even know why.
It just look like a nap. I'm not sure if it's
the whole face like a nap.
It's like a wise man's whiskers or something.
But like, how do you touch it up?
I should do it. I just don't do it. I don't pay no attention to myself.
No,
Wax, right,
that's
now
a mess. You came my camera like this?
Yes. He's like has like an old Chinese man's like facial hair. It's crazy. Like an old wise Chinese man. Like
he just started talking and they go,
I am not paying attention to myself right now. I don't even see myself.
Now move your mouth.
For the next, so I'm gonna be like this for the next couple of months. It's
no,
a couple
Wax,
more
don't
months
come back
and
on
then
this fucking
I'm
show
done
looking like this.
I got one more month.
We
got
to post
clips. I'll be back. You're right, because I see myself in other clothes. I said, damn.
Yeah.
What the word. Fuck are
you look homeless. Motherfuckers think I ain't feed you today. I don't know what to do. I'm
actually going through it.
All right, now.
Listen, God bless everybody.
Did we give advice?
That's what you can tell. I ain't got nobody. See this shit? Yeah. I can't get nobody.
Yeah, but no, we your friends advice. And we telling you that's why you ain't got nobody.
That whole car, I don't know. As advice-wise for, okay, for this lady, I just know that, you know, that whole co-signing a car. That's what, I don't even know how to do it. Yeah. I asked so many people when I was trying to buy my Dodge Charger. I asked so many people to co-sign for me.
And
nobody wanted
and
to do it.
Because
you ain't giving out good
meat.
You ain't got no good meat.
You've been
that's
with your
crazy
girlfriend for 20 years.
That nigga ain't giving out no good.
As soon as we walked into the dealership, she told everybody, I'm not co-signing shit for him.
Woo! That meat ain't good at all, bro.
Why is your credit so bad?
My credit's good. That's why I still got it, though.
Ooh, okay.
So wait, why couldn't you get it?
I could have got a Hellcat. I could have got something crazier if she co-signed.
Oh, you didn't believe in yourself. Your credit was actually good.
My credit was good. It's just that the payments are still would have been high, so I just settled for the.
See that you upgrade. It's okay with the upgrade. By the end of the day, if you're not giving out good meat and can't make her say yes to co-sign it, that's just one of the first things that men know. You get a girl to co-sign.
Wax, I feel like you get women to co-sign a lot of shit for you.
Duh.
Wax, you do
little
not.
Little meat.
I feel like you blow it, though. You get co-signed, you blow it.
What did you get co-signed?
Tell me one thing I got co-signed. One thing.
I feel like you had an investor for your chicken farm.
Where? Who?
I don't know who. Somebody.
Where's she at?
No, he didn't have. Who the fuck would trust Wax? Are you dumb?
Okay. So since you know, I need you to tell me since you know everything. Who the hell invested on my chicken farm?
What about your boat?
I
bought my boat.
No one invested in
no
boat.
No name on the boat? What?
Yeah, I'm saying, who puts their names on? Because
now
on
that
drugs?
I'll ask. Did someone
I pay cash for all my stuff. So you tell me who in the world invested into me and where the hell are you at?
Nah, invested in a chicken farm is crazy.
Where? I would love to know who invested in a chicken farm and who the hell bought my boat. Me, nigga. Where the money
this
at?
This is the funniest conversation.
This thing is retarded. And listen, if I did, my meat, it must be a little bit smaller than yours then.
Small meat is crazy.
Wait, so no, for real. No, all jokes aside, a woman never co-signed anything for you?
Keep it a buck.
I mean, houses.
That's nice.
Nigga, you just said that like that was nothing.
I mean, because houses is like, she there too. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, okay, whatever. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
she,
and
I'm paying the bills. So, you know what I'm saying? That's peace. I'm paying the bills. So she actually went at the end of the day. She's put her name on some shit.
Yeah.
And she's there benefiting all the way through.
That's
other
different.
Than that, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But everything else, I paid cash. All my boots, I paid cash. My vehicles, I paid cash.
I co-signed for somebody dogs, one time, and it was a cape. Well, okay, two things. So one was my homegirl. I let her take over one of my cribs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And she was fine that first child. And I guess she lost her job and wanted to say nothing.
It happened.
Bitch got evicted. Mm-hmm. Didn't say nothing to me. Had me think that she gave me the deposit back and everything. So I'm thinking it's fine. I'm thinking it's peace.
Peace.
I think like 2 years later, these niggas beating my phone down. I'm like, what's the problem? They're like, bitch, you got evicted. I'm like, from where?
That happened to me too.
Yeah, I was mad as
I had to pay $5,400 before I went and got my other crib, which is not the right thing to
somebody
do.
Somebody else.
Because somebody else.
Yeah, that's what she did to me. Yep. And then for as far as a guy that I dated, the only thing I ever did was like a cable bill. And that nigga, fucking irresponsible ass, bitch ass nigga.
See?
Didn't even take care of that. But a cable bill is nothing.
I feel like if you have to co-sign for somebody, they don't deserve to have that shit anyways.
Yeah, but a cable bill, I lived there at first. And
why do you need to co-sign a cable bill, though?
Not co-sign, it was in my name. So not even co-sign, it was just something that was in my
name. So you weren't co-sign nothing for nobody, your girl?
It depends. I mean, a house, I think we're going to have to do some shit with the house because the way that me and my girl were trying to move, that we're trying to get a two-family like a duplex house so we could rent the upstairs and live in the downstairs.
Yeah,
I feel like we'd
smart.
Have to do I feel like we'd have to put both our names on that. That's totally fine with. Because fuck it.
Y'all both gonna be living there, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
wanna...
that's what I'm saying.
And
that
y'all been together for 1,000 years.
Yeah. But,
exactly.
You didn't know this? His name is Jason Lee.
No.
His name is Jason Lee.
Yeah, but I had a friend, my boy Paulie, fuck him now, but
push-ups.
He fell in love with a Hinge date. And,
what's that?
You know, like a Tinder date.
Okay.
Fell in love with this girl. Ended up co-signing a Nissan Rogue for her.
Nice.
How long?
After like two dates.
No!
she gave him the runaround, like, baby, yada, yada, I have a son, I need the car, yada, yada. Oh,
okay.
I'll sign it for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Let me just hit it on the first night.
I like Paulie's.
Yeah. Signed it, she crashed the shit, now he's paying, that still has to pay that shit off.
No!
Yeah, off a Hinge date that doesn't even know this girl.
Well,
nah, but
idiot.
That's different to what have you having a girl for literally 20 years and she telling you no.
That means you just like untrustworthy ass nigga.
No,
like
that means you ain't smashing right.
My
that's
girl
the
said I work way too hard on my credit for her to
stop. I don't think it's that you not smashing right, so I don't trust your ass.
Yeah, she don't trust it because every time he say he's not going to nut early again, he do.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I never owned anything like this before. I never had to own and pay car payments before, so let me see. Maybe the next time around.
People mad irresponsible because let me tell you something. We talked about this like even letting people borrow money.
Yeah.
And you like, it could be the most responsible nigga.
You not
that's
borrow money from me. I'm just
going
to give it to you. You're not giving it back.
Yeah, they not giving it back.
I'm giving it to you.
But see, and you know what's worse about that? Every time you think about it, you don't need the money, but you want to beat them up. Like, that's how
I feel. Yeah. Just because you say you're going to give it to me.
Disrespected a little bit.
Yes.
It's a disrespect for me. Like, I'd rather you just be like, yo, I really ain't got it. I need this from you. Can you give it to me?
Yes.
Then being like, let me borrow it and I'll give it back. And then
don't do me like that.
They got the nerve to give you a date.
That's me.
Nah, shut
right
up.
Now.
Don't do that.
Motherfuckers always want to give you a date.
Do not give me a date. Just tell me, wax. Can I
with
need
interest.
It. I need
I'm going to give it back to you with interest.
Tomorrow, I promise.
Tomorrow, I got you. Tomorrow. It's always tomorrow.
Listen, and what I'm into right now, I got a whole book of credit. You know what I'm saying? I got people who always come to get credit and shit like that, things that I got going on right now. And
you're a loan
and
shark.
The worst,
all uncles.
Yeah, listen. And literally the worst people who you don't think that's going to pay me is the ones that actually pay me. But the ones you feel like, oh, they guarantee going to pay me.
That's how it be.
Them motherfuckers don't pay me for shit.
I'm not going to lie. You 100% motherfucking right.
I'm
it's the
you.
Most together motherfucker that you like.
They
you know they going to give you this shit back.
Because you know I can give it to you, so that's why I'm going to give it to you. I'm like,
damn, you stressing that much over $20?
Yes!
It's my money.
It's my motherfucker money. You know what I'm saying? But if the motherfuckers who, like, I know that's fucked up and I know that's broke, but I know that's why he needed the credit in the first place, they always come back at least one time. A week. Let me put this on my bill.
Nah.
The other motherfucker still ain't paying me yet.
That's good. So the shit for me is, I love shit like that because one motherfucker ruins it for the whole world. Not just like I'm that type of person.
Well, my business right now, I can't do that. I got to do some type of credit.
Yeah, you got to kill them. You got to whack them.
It's like every it's like a thing I have to do credit right now.
Okay. Now, I'm not fucking around with the fuck around.
Just give me that EBT card.
I wake up too early in the morning to earn my money.
I hear you.
And I'm not letting nobody borrow a fucking dollar.
I work hard for my shit.
Mm-mm, that's it. I can't stand somebody else.
I got to learn that. Because
I can't
still,
stand people you know, when you cash app them back, they're like, you got to send me, like you say you owe someone $170. Now cash app me $172, you know, the fees.
My nigga, let me tell you something about that cash app shit. How about the people that you go to eat with?
Yeah.
And they always, I'm going to cash app it to you.
Yeah.
You ain't never getting that cash app.
Oh, man.
And they do it every time. I got somebody that probably owe me $1,000 worth of cash apps from eating out. Talk about, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't send me shit.
Cash app is something to actually forget. You forget that.
Yeah, I don't even, I'm like, just keep it. Motherfucker, just. Why do you make shit up
that? I always do that because I believe in karma, so I'll be like, I always make sure I do.
I was talking about Wax.
No, you know, bullshit. No, because I have to do it. And right now in my life, I need God so much. I need to cross all my T's and dot my I's. So anything financial right now, I need you, Lord. So I don't play around with nobody's finances.
Nobody's
you know
money, right?
I ain't doing it.
That shit
I
don't want to
do
crazy.
It because I got so much on my back right now. It's just like, I'm just, as it's coming in, it's going right out. As it's coming in, it's going out. So I can't play around on nobody's shit because I need a blessing from the Lord right now.
But she just needs to be his friend from afar.
Receive it.
Like, I would just, because he already done did her filthy with the pay, with the car, whatever.
Yes.
He can't keep a job. Bow out. Like, fade to black. Like, this. Like, ghosting is a real thing for a reason. Because some people, you just, they're so toxic that you just have to disappear from and never speak to again.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out and he'll get his life together and he'll thank you ultimately because he's going to push through more.
There you go.
Because he's going to feel like, oh, this bitch just left me. I'm going to show her.
Let's crush. Right. There you go.
Help him
There you go. Use the fuel.
Yeah, help him by playing him the fuck out.
Yes.
Because he don't deserve nobody like you right now.
Yes.
Until he gets his shit together.
I'm bumbling your life.
You on a level this here, he's just right here. You try to pull him up, but some people just don't want to come up. Some people
they're
comfortable
gonna pull you
where
down.
They at.
Some people
See,
pull
yes.
you down.
Some people comfortable where they at.
That's two things because my girl was like that too. I feel like I was that guy at one point in my life. You know, I was working at Costco, I was a cashier at Whole Foods. My girl was
that don't make you a bum. You say you had a job. This nigga can't keep one.
Can't keep a job. Oh yeah, I can't relate.
That's what I'm saying. That was my key thing. You at least be doing something.
I can't keep no job.
You can't keep a job.
I can't lie to you. I worked at so many jobs.
That's true,
too. That's what
like,
she's saying. You got to leave. You got bounce
you
on this
You got to leave him. But with
Mick
so,
some
but Wax, you have income. She said he's a bum. He's lazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, at some time, I don't have income. Now I got to go back to the streets and go revert
Jesus.
Back to a lot of this stupid ass shit that I used to do,
but
which I hate.
But you figure out a way.
Wax is selling meat still.
If I got to sell my meat, I got to sell the meat. I don't sell ass. You sell meat. She said, why you still selling
that? You got to remember, pouring into his cup took all her water out because she said bankrupt. She had to start over from scratch because of what the fuck he did.
And he put a hole in your cup.
Not just that, though. He could have got the job and like, listen, I'm going to help you. We're going to do this together. Instead, he continued to be a bigger bum and a bigger burden. Get the fuck away from this cancer.
Get away from that.
This nigga is a fucking detriment to himself.
Good meat is anywhere. You can find meat anywhere.
His meat ain't even that good because she's trying to find a escape plan.
Meat.
Yeah.
That is a bad
At least he got it a sign for him.
And she's pretty for this. She's a pretty girl. Like,
how you know?
I'm looking at her on Instagram.
Let me see.
This is a DM.
Let me see this young lady. Know you.
She's talking about your bum ass. Yeah. What is she talking about you?
That's not her. I know.
Oh my God.
That is crazy, honestly. Now that I think about it.
Can't keep a job.
What these girls are out of control.
It's giving you.
I can't keep a job. What she saying? I'm like, yo, she fucking talking about me. Let me see this motherfucker. Yeah, that's her.
No, Wax is dead. That's an entrepreneur, but
no,
entrepreneur is crazy.
Nah, I'm all day. I'm an entrepreneur. At least I make sure money come in and we're going to eat, sleep, and shit comfortable at the end of the day. I don't care what I got to do. Like I said, I got to go fuck old ladies. You know, I was telling everybody about my, yeah, I know her.
You see, Monica, what up?
You really do?
You see the Bible scripture.
She got a scripture in her bio. Yeah. That's crazy.
Because of me.
You taught her the scripture?
Yeah, all we read every night. What every time
Isaiah,
we have sex.
Look at Isaiah 26:3.
You know, I was having sex with old ladies, right? And I stayed in a nursing home one night. She slept me in a nursing home, and I stayed in a nursing home one night. And I stepped in this other bed. I couldn't sleep in her bed. It smelled like fucking, not pee. It smelled like something. Like it wasn't pee. It smelled like almost like burning rubber. Her pillow smelled like burning rubber. Like her face.
What was it?
I don't know. Like her makeup or her face was like melting, or her face or
what?
Her pillow smelled like
her legs rubbing together at night.
No, it's like burnt rubber. You know what I'm saying? So she was wanting to cuddle. Like I get $300 a cuddle with her at the nursing home. So this thing, she was like 78, 79. And I just had to cuddle her at night, and I got $300, and I ended up falling asleep in the fucking lady. And I went to the next bed because her bed smelled like fucking, her pillowcase stink like a motherfucker.
Smelled like old.
It smells like old.
No. I smelled old people before. This smelled like she had, oh, you know, it could have been a glue to glue her wig. Now that I think
on
about
the
it.
From the pillow.
Now that I think about it. Yeah, that's it. That was that smell. It was the fucking glue.
The wig glue.
Okay, so let's get into Word on the Street.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw the other day, it was a while ago, Moneybagg Yo had posted up something basically saying like he needs love, right? So, you know, him and Ari Fletcher have been dating for quite some time. And so people just automatically assume that meant that they broke up. So like Instagram and social media is so funny because you could just be posting anything or a random thought, and automatically people are going to assume things, right?
Yes.
So immediately, guys started jumping in her DM.
Sound about right.
How does it go when you're in a relationship? Do you have or allow your partner to read your DMs when people slide into them?
I really didn't have a choice.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I didn't have a choice. My text messages ain't going to be, my Instagram ain't going to be.
Like they went to her phone?
Yeah.
An all access phone. Pass.
Yeah. Geez.
But how does that feel? Like, and what about you?
I mean, I wasn't doing anything, so I never care. And when it did come through, like the girls send pussy pushes, titty pictures, stuff like that. Whatever happens at the end of the day, because she know I didn't respond and I didn't do anything, so it's all good. But if somebody tried to do that to her, and she got pictures of us on the page and stuff, the dude basically saying, fuck this nigga, I still want you. And that's what I'm
saying. And that's
like,
what those girls were saying about her as well.
Yes, like, fuck her. Now, no, you said the guys was in her Instagram.
Yeah, well, he mentioned it. I don't know what Ari said, but he went on social media and was like, I see y'all clowns all in her DM.
Respect, I would do what he did. All right, y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still together, y'all slow down before I come see y'all.
So first off, Twerk, do you, same situation for you?
I mean, it's different.
First of all, I want to ask you, because you're the one that posts thirst traps and you got a man, so I want to know how he...
I don't post thirst traps.
What's those?
Since when do I post? I don't do it no more.
Thank you.
And
it's not even thirst traps. I don't post racy or photos. But that's the crazy thing, because he doesn't have a problem with it. Like, if I post, like, turned around or anything like that, he doesn't care.
But
I don't post turned around anymore because I lost so much weight, I don't have a butt anymore.
Oh, shit. Thank God for losing weight.
My
I'm tired. Yo, you
talk about DMs. Yeah. You talk about motherfuckers coming to DMs. I went in my DM. I went like this, and it was still L'Oreal ass. People
Wait,
from
why?
All
oh,
over.
Oh, I'm like, why am I in your DM?
Yeah, people DM me because she's your girl. Like, she's on vacation.
He did it. He sent me to me twice.
No.
Motherfucker. He definitely jerked off of your picture.
No.
And it was just like a bunch of dudes. Everybody's like.
Did Jason's picture.
JL. Yo, my whole shit was L'Oreal ass. Oh, I'm going like this. What the
Man,
fuck? I don't want to see this.
I lost
shit.
That shit like 3 months ago in the gym.
Thank God.
Nah, man. So I don't want to tell you anymore. But I don't post. I feel like when you're in a relationship, like you could tone that down a little bit. I wasn't in a relationship, so it didn't matter. But okay. I got something that he took that I posted. Like, what are you talking about? Like, my nigga not insecure. So it's like, you could really do any of that.
I don't think that's called insecure. I just think that, you know, you want. I'm out of cure. But I think that it's not insecure. It's just like, when you want when you want something exclusive for yourself, I don't want anybody seeing my exclusive.
Well, I'm also not about to be wrapped up in a towel or in a bathing suit. Not like that.
Like you said, you toned it down a little because when you're in a relationship, I'm going off what you said. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really post that much anyway. So I never really been big on social media. I always got pushed more into posting more because of obviously what we do. Mm-hmm. But like, then when you boot up, you be like forgetting about taking pictures. I got to get time to one or the other.
You want to enjoy what you have right now. It's so precious. Do not water down what we got going on. But every time we go somewhere, you want to show everybody and do all that.
It is good to take because like I've been in a situation where I didn't take no pictures and then didn't have shit. And then you also don't want to ruin the moment by taking too much. So you do want to have a healthy balance in it because you want to have memories and things that
for
you
can look at.
I mean, it's not, but like, come on, I'm not 12. But if I want to post some shit, I can post it too. Like, that shit is weird too. I hate the rules of like, oh, this is, you shouldn't post this to keep it to you. You do whatever the fuck you want on your page. Like, if y'all together, mind your fucking business. People weird as fuck. Stay out my business.
When it comes to DMs like, though, when like girls, you know, react to my stories and, you know, because I post me doing like boss push shit. Ups. No, I don't even be doing like,
that's
whack. It was whack. Whack. Check it in. But like, I don't really respond. Like my girl sees my DMs like, oh, who's this girl? Like, I be in my DMs and shit. Oh, who's Kayla? And I look, I don't know who Kayla is. And all shit, it's like a whole row of her just reacting to my reels and like the hard eyes.
And you never did nothing.
Not one reply.
You erased them. Bitches
be gone.
Be gone hard. And it's like the sad part is if you try to show somebody love back just by like, oh, okay, thank you.
It's making it worse. I'm allowed to do.
Even if you double tap the shit, it's an awkward situation. It's okay. But see, I was going to ask you that. What if it's someone y'all know? Because some people think hearts are innocent.
I don't.
There's people that are really friendly like that. Yeah.
Okay. Some people do think hearts are innocent. Like, honestly.
I'm not doing it to no girls, and my girl's not doing it to no people.
And, but I don't mean a heart, but like a double tapping is a heart.
Oh, no. That's just a double tap.
No, it's not.
If it's like a heart, if you go out of your way to do like a heart eyes emoji, like a heart emoji reply.
It all depends on how much you like that person. Now, if you really like this person, that double tap mean, oh shit, she would like me too.
There's a chance.
But if you just cool with this girl and that double tap is just like, you keep it moving.
How do you know? That's what I'm saying.
I don't post anything sexually. Like, you know, I post me producing a dope podcast. They double tap it. Oh, she want to fuck? No, she supports me doing, I'm doing boss shit, dope shit.
Shut up. She want to fuck? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you? How you that naive? You ain't no woman. How you a woman today?
No, well, I'll say this, though. So I had this conversation with my dude or whatever, and I'm like, yo, it's this one particular guy. He's in a relationship. We both know him. And the nigga constantly will put, like, but not, is he doing under? Well, I don't really post pictures, so it'll be in my stories.
Peace.
So it'll be, like, hard eye emojis.
Nah.
But the crazy thing is, the motherfucker, I don't want to say too much, because, like, but like, will treat me little sister kind of way. And never did I feel uncomfortable, never nothing. But the only thing is I'd be like, why? Certain pictures, I'd be like, why the fuck would this nigga put
heart on that? Picture me, that ass picture. You really thought I would put a heart eye in that motherfucker?
Why put a heart eye in their photo?
See, but that's what I'm saying, too.
It's not
like,
happening, L'Oreal. You see what I'm saying?
So what do you think that is? They trying to shoot they shot?
A little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me throw the line down the wall.
You know
so
I would
bites,
never.
See if she bites the line.
Put the hard eyes in there, persist. Nah, you're confusing me.
Hopefully, if you see me do a hard eye, you throw your fucking phone. Like, what the fuck
is going on? That must be an error.
Yes, his phone hacked again.
I'm going to send back the throwing up emoji. I would definitely send back the throwing up emoji. See, I never thought about it like that.
You see what I'm saying?
But see, I thought about it weird. That's why I say something to my nigga anyway. So just let y'all know just how Moneybagg Yo and Ari is talking. We talk too. Like, that's what niggas don't get and bitches don't get. Mm-hmm. Like, we dead will be like, I might not be like, look at my whole DM because I don't have to. I'm going to be like, yo, why is so-and-so I'm going to tell you what you need to see.
My shorty used to show me too. My shorty used to show me too. She was like, yo, you know this person? Yeah. You know this dude? You don't know, but now I even tell her one time I was like, nah, I don't know him. And I knew that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I seen him, I'm like, yo, what's up? I even had to hit one of my family members up like, yo, your phone hacked? Because my shorty getting a bunch of hard eyes and shit. Right? Real shit. And you know what he said? On everything I love. He said, yeah, somebody got my phone. No doubt, family. Have a good day.
Last hard eye that bitch ever got.
That
nigga took the hard eye emoji off his phone.
Because it's all about respect at the end of the day. It's not about somebody being insecure. It's about like, how much you respect you want for my shorty? How much you want to do? You want to do that to another nigga that you was afraid of, or you scared of, you that you have more respect for?
Mm-hmm.
Like certain things, I don't even play around with dudes, girls at all. Ain't too much hugs and ain't too much talking to by yourself. It's like, you know, it's like I care about that one more. If I let you just go ahead, if I leave you with my shorty and let y'all go ahead and talk, and I bounce upstairs for a couple hours, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm on up,
that's
like, yo, what
fact.
You doing?
That's a fact.
Come with me. Yeah. Yo, you all right? And I cuddle her and cuddle her all the time.
Leaving
and always
a bitch
be with
for
her.
A couple hours is crazy.
Wax is funny like that.
That's
a really
wild
do that,
life.
Listen,
Wax
can really do that.
I will leave this bitch to you, or I'm going to take mine with me.
If I
really love you, and I feel
niggas,
like if I precious you, and I look at you as this is going to be my wife, or this is mother, my kid, or something like that, and you're precious to me,
you're going
to
be on a short leash.
You coming with your boy. You know what
Let
I'm saying?
Tell you no, something.
I'm not throwing you out there to the wolves. All these motherfuckers out here is wolves.
You leave me, I left you. Like, I'm gone.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm the fuck. Maybe when I was younger, though, you accept certain things and you don't think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get older, you realize that that's some disrespectful ass shit. I know, like,
I'm out with you,
one
so
time a nigga that I fucked with, I don't think he understood that. Like, we was good and the nigga went to go do something and walked off. I said, nigga, who the fuck? Where did you go?
Yeah.
You didn't
you
tell
me. Left
me
over
you
there
just
with
left
them.
Me
oh,
with niggas?
You left me with niggas?
Not just niggas, but you left me with motherfuckers. But it's my peoples. You got my family.
Nah.
You got, I don't give a fuck. Who it is?
Nah.
You left me?
I'm not leaving my precious.
Don't leave me nowhere.
I'm not, yo, real shit, I'll leave
don't
my
leave
car.
Don't leave me with your mama.
My car could be running if I'm just knowing right in front of my house.
Nah.
But if I'm out in a block, I'm not leaving my car running in front of the store.
I don't even leave my car running in front of the crib.
You see what I'm saying? Certain places.
That's a fact.
I, because you like your car more than I like my shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you precious your car.
Yeah, that's
you precious my car.
That's my car. More,
yeah, that's your shit.
All right, let's get into
I bet you would have left your fucking your Jeep. I bet you would have left it more than you leave your charger.
Oh,
right
Jeep,
now.
You can take my shit. Please take it off.
You see what I'm saying? That's why you left it.
Yeah,
you leave
it
running in front of the store, in front of a bodega.
Yeah.
I bet you won't leave your charger.
No, charger's beep, beep.
And you locking it.
Perfect.
So you insecure
right.
about your car.
Let's get into some black Perfect. Excellence now. A 23-year-old pilot strives to become the first black woman to fly around the world solo.
Okay.
That's fire. Congratulations.
I bet you got
her.
A deal, though.
A dildo.
A vibrator.
Okay.
She looks pretty young.
She is very young. 23. I said it in the beginning.
I'm sorry. Congratulations.
Anyway, and then Black Excellence, another one, Beyonce.
Okay.
She done linked up with Kendrick Lamar for the America Has a Problem remix. And she is currently on tour doing her motherfucking thing. Them tickets is through the roof. She looks amazing.
Always.
So if y'all want to go see her, go check her out on her world tour. She'll be all over the motherfucking place. And we're going to get into Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC.
The easy shit. It's easy shit. How are you distracted, bro?
Juneteenth.
I can't wait till that day.
What's what does Juneteenth mean? Wax?
Juneteenth is the day that I have my anniversary.
Use it in the definition.
That's a word.
Well, that's a word.
That's the word?
Yeah.
You get it. Juneteenth.
Juneteenth
is the day of one of my anniversaries. I'm not going to tell you exactly who it is, but
holy shit. That's my birthday.
It is?
June 1st.
I was the...
That's not Juneteenth.
Oh, wait, Juneteenth?
Oh, it's not?
It's not June 1st. No.
I thought it was June. Yeah, but that's my anniversary.
Yeah, that's my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know that was my anniversary?
Yeah, because I remember it was my birthday. It was my anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I say it every time. But yeah, Juneteenth is an anniversary, one of my anniversaries that I had. That's probably the only one I remember. And I'm not going to tell y'all who it is.
Are you done?
That's not the word.
Oh, go ahead. Use it in a sentence. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I do want to talk. This is very sad that, like.
All right.
This is extremely
every Juneteenth, you know, I make sure I shed a tear because I'm not with this young lady anymore. That this is our anniversary.
Gosh.
And, you know.
Shed the tears.
Every time June 1st come around, it's just like, thing for me. You know what I'm saying? So happy anniversary again. Because it's about to come back up.
Okay, so Juneteenth is now a national holiday.
Yes.
It is the 19th.
Oh, it is.
June, not the 1st. And I don't even know why you would think that would just make it the 1st. I would at least thought you would have said 13th for that. You just thought the 1st? Why?
Juneteenth. Because it's like April Fool's. April 1st.
Nothing like that. So June 19th, 1865. Was when the troops came to Galveston Bay, Texas, and the army announced that more than 250,000 enslaved black people in the state were free by executive decision. So basically, there was they were free. They didn't know that they were free, and they were still working as slaves. So the troops came to let them know, y'all motherfuckers, we done with slavery. So that is why Juneteenth is a holiday, because that is the day where black people were officially all the way free throughout.
Even though they didn't tell them after like 2 years after that either.
Well, that's the whole point of the holiday. So over 2 years after President Lincoln declared,
look at that. After 2 years, all the enslaved
people free. The general and the army troops went to Galveston, so that's why they declared it Juneteenth, because that was 2 years after they were already free. So they were free. And didn't know it. So,
guess what? And I'm free too on my Juneteenth.
Okay, it is but hilarious. Anyway, you ain't shit. So you were actually kind of close.
Semi-free.
You were kind of close to the definition because you is free now. And there's
I'm free.
There's going to be a Juneteenth celebration on CNN. Party. And it's going to have Kirk Franklin, Miguel, SWV, Davido, Coy Leray.
Okay.
And he's going to be singing for sure. spinning and all that good stuff. And y'all can check that out on June
19th.
You learn something new every 19th. Day. There you go. The white man in the room knows. And the ignorant.
It's my anniversary.
What? Never does. Huh?
It's my anniversary.
Okay. So of course. All right. Well, make sure y'all check that out. That's going to be on CNN and OWN. And you got to be careful because CNN seems like they're starting to switch over.
What's BET doing for that shit?
I don't know. They might be doing it big, though, too.
The big Ross 50 and Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein.
Okay. Bully the Beast podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will see you next week.
Can't wait till my shirts come out.
Bye. Shut the fuck up.